the daydreams go away. I'm left with only night dreams and little left to say. My quarters dark and empty, a fortress made of glass, seems shattered all too gently, for I'm up to my ass in tribbles. Every place but here their voices fill the air, their little furry faces gaze at you from everywhere. So far they've caused a major brawl, a traitor's suicide. The Klingons cleared this quadrant fast because they're on our side. As captain, I am quite obliged to suffer this with cheers. But after just one baby boom, the bridge is never clear of tribbles in the engine room. Poor Scotty's at wit's end. Just when we think we've found the last, they reproduce again. They're eating all our food, our clothes, cosmetics, lubricants. Turbo lifts are choked with little uncles, little aunts. There's nowhere we can run to that isn't overrun. They always come in families, there's no such thing as one. Now Spock is trying very hard to study them his best. Keeps requesting more when all we want are less. Tribbles in our toiletries, in our toilets as well. And if I had God's power, I would damn the lot too well. A life of sweet sterility, as keychains, powder puffs, as doorknob warmers, catnip toys, pin cushions, false fur cuffs. But life is back at half-light speed, we're back on normal course. The tribbles have been mailed away to the Klingons' greater remorse. Beneath my pillow late at night, I feel a tuft of fur. Just as I think, oh God, it can't be, I hear the telltale purr of tribbles. Will they ever leave? Oh, can we ever win? It's really just beginning when I thought it would.